USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Homeland Security Secretary is heading to Kentucky after tornadoes ripped through parts of the Commonwealth. Alejandro Mayorkas will be joining FEMA Director Deanne Criswell. They'll be meeting with officials, including Governor Andy Beshear. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell weighing in on what she believes needs to be done moving forward while reflecting on recent severe weather.
I think that there's a lot that we need to do as a nation. There's going to be a lot to learn from this event and the events that we saw through the summer. We're seeing more intense storms, severe weather, whether it's hurricanes, tornadoes, wildfires. And one of the focuses my agency is going to have is how can we start to reduce the impacts of these events as they continue to grow.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson visiting Defiance, a small town west of St. Louis that was affected by tornadoes as well. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. That's 800-876-9035.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is denying a critique from the WHO that pushing boosters will increase vaccine inequity with developing countries. The White House chief medical advisor saying it's possible to immunize your own people and still get vaccines out to lower income countries. President Biden has a message for Russian President Vladimir Putin.
President Joe Biden saying Russia will pay a, quote, terrible price if it moves in on Ukraine. Speaking on Saturday, the president said that he's made three things absolutely clear to the Russian president.
That if he moves on Ukraine, the economic consequences for his economy are going to be devastating.
He said he also said he would have to send American and NATO troops into the eastern flank to defend that region. And finally, Biden says he told Putin the world's view on Russia would also drastically change for the worse. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One second.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A member of former President Donald Trump's family is speaking out about the Biden administration.
Donald Trump Jr. insisted Saturday on Newsmax he just wants the United States to succeed, even with President Joe Biden in the White House. But he hopes the moderate Democrats will wake up. Trump Jr. makes an interesting comparison between Russia and China.
To defend them against the Russians that we're enabling to get rich with pipelines in Ukraine and without pushback on their invasion. I mean, right. You know, if we're not pushing back on Ukraine, Russia invading Ukraine, why would we push back on China invading Taiwan?
Trump Jr. said he does not think anyone is better off over the past year. That doesn't just include American citizens, Trump Jr. said. I think that includes freedom-loving people around the world who are watching dictatorial regimes encroach on what used to be our allies. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Chris Wallace is joining a rival news network. The longtime host of Fox News Sunday will be part of CNN Plus, the streaming service. He'll host a weekday show, but more information will be released at a later date. The new streaming service option will be launching early in 2022. When he told viewers he was leaving the show, he said it was time for a new endeavor. However, he didn't elaborate at the same time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.